multiple folks that struggle with the concept of worshiping in spirit and in truth. Had a discussion with my fabulous son this weekend. You know, I don't know how many, probably a few of you in here might be Ohio State or Michigan fans, but we were certainly rooting for Michigan yesterday, and they lost. Okay? It was an exciting game. Matter of fact, Lucas and I were so excited about it, our dog, one of our dogs, okay, Oakley, could feel that excitement. She got a little riled up and was, you know, when the times got real close, and she could feel the excitement, the anticipation that Lucas and I was feeling watching that game. Nothing wrong with that. You know, one of the first times that Hannah was took into the racetrack with me, and I took Hannah and Lucas, you know, he was a little younger. There's age difference, about 4 years. But Hannah said, "Dad, are you excited?" Because she was watching me. I'm sitting there jiggling around. I'm sitting there, you know, before the races, before the car started. We were just going to watch. Yeah, I get excited about it. I get excited just to go watch. Get more excited when we're pulling with a car and either I'm driving or Lucas is driving. I have seen Ozzy Osbourne and Def Leppard in concert years ago, okay? Was I excited about that? Yes. Was that an exciting time? Yeah, I went and saw Willie Nelson. For you folks that don't know who Ozzy or Def Leppard is, I went and saw Willie Nelson. It was a great show. I was excited. But folks, our enjoyment in life and our excitement in life doesn't mean that worship service has to be that way also. And the world wants you to think that we've got to have the best commercials and the best experience and the best food and the best of everything whenever we do something. But when it comes to worship, God and Jesus has mentioned here to this woman that there's a time and place. Now, if any of us have been to, has anybody here been to Jerusalem before? None of us have. Some people do travel over there. But folks, the temple that was made by Solomon, how large it was, how it was made, what it was made with, the dedication of the people to have to go to a certain place to worship, to travel. How many of us ask somebody to go out to the mailbox for them? Or go to the refrigerator for them? Okay? Or go hand me the remote. And yet these people traveled on foot with their families long distances just to go to worship. God knew that'd be hard to do as the population got bigger. God also knew that he wanted people to worship him in spirit and in truth. Folks, racing has no place in worship service. Obviously, I can use it as examples. Rock and roll show or a great country and western show does not have a place in worship service. There are special things in our lives that we need to make sure are separate. As God's holy word says, be separate and apart. So when we ask about in spirit and in truth, what's God's holy word says about that? But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And a woman said to him, "I know a Messiah is coming. who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am him. You know, she was right in her statement. She said, he's going to tell us all things. And I ask us this morning to think of, when you think about the Spirit and in truth, what do you think about when you think about the Spirit? Okay? Our concept of the Spirit and what truth is, okay? There's a lot of people that don't agree with the truth of what the election results are in our nation. Okay? We talk about getting excited and getting spiritual and feeling the Spirit working in our lives. Jesus said, and she said, he will tell us all things. So our question, one of our questions this morning, folks, is, do you believe that Jesus is all in all? Do you believe that that's all you need to be saved? Do you believe Jesus can fulfill your desires and your direction in your life? When you come here to worship, do you believe that Jesus is the all in all? Or do we need something else? We talked about it in Bible class this morning, traditions of men, folks. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Jesus also says in John 16, Father has her mind. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things. I'm going to look this passage up. Hang on a second. I got it right here. As I pull out my reading spectacles. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Folks, let's take special note when we talk about in spirit and truth and worship him in spirit and truth, that Jesus talks about the Spirit of truth. He also talks about he will glorify me. His authority all comes from the Father, just like Jesus did. Folks, I mention it, you know, the old song, I'm going to do it my way. I want to do it my way. I'm going to live life my way. I'm tired of doing things. I heard somebody say once in a lifetime, I'm tired of doing things for everybody else. I'm going to do some stuff for myself. Jesus never said that. Jesus never said that. He said, God, what do you want me to do? God, what do you want me to do, folks? And I ask you this morning, the day after Thanksgiving, the weekend, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, was the most thankful thing you were for was for salvation, for Jesus in your life? Or was it for material things? Was it the turkey was done right? Okay, or the ham was cut right. Or the gravy had the right texture. Okay? How many of you had giblets and gravy for Thanksgiving? Anybody? Nobody? For those that you don't know, you know, just hot dog pieces from the chicken, basically. Giblets in the gravy or turkey. But folks, being thankful and worshiping in the spirit and the truth, if somebody tries to convince us that we need to change, because that's what you hear, change is good, we need to change. I bring up this lesson, folks, because we've got people here that don't worship with us anymore, and there's people in the Lebanon congregation that don't worship there anymore, and they're worshiping it somewhere else, where they're not worshiping in the spirit and truth. Okay? And Satan's going to tempt us to worship somewhere else. Satan's going to say it's okay to do this. They are doing this. They're doing these good things. But they're not following Jesus like they should. That's why I come back to talk about Jesus. Because He and the Father and the Spirit are one. And Jesus is the truth. Second Thessalonians, it is written, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you. Brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which He called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Now, which traditions is he talking about? Being sanctified by the Spirit and belief in the truth, being called by the gospel, obtaining the glory from our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God always. Let's continue in looking at our passages this morning about spirit and the truth. By this we know love. Folks, our world tries to justify things that they want to do outside of Jesus by saying, well, isn't that the right thing to do? Isn't that love? Shouldn't we love one another? Isn't God love? And that is truthful, but we need to know what love is. We need to know what the truth is. The truth is in Jesus. And by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts them up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. What is truth? We're going to look at that here in a minute. But just remember that. But indeed and in truth, by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Satan wants us to question whether we are in him, whether we're doing the right thing, whether we're worshiping him in spirit and in truth. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. God has blessed us with the Holy Spirit and sealed us with the Spirit of promise when we were baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins. My little children, let us not love in word or deed, but in deed and in truth. Please remember truth, truth, truth. First John writes, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is love. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. But he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We worship in spirit, we worship in truth. Both folks, the Spirit and the truth talked about, okay, come from the Father. Jesus is truth. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So folks, when we talk about worshiping the Spirit and in truth, Jesus is the truth. Jesus displayed the truth so perfectly for us. He really did. As Paul wrote, follow me as I follow Christ. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Don't imitate the struggles I've had. Don't imitate the times that I persecuted the church. Don't imitate the times when I made a mistake, when I sinned. He says, I'm just following Jesus just like you are. But I won't quit. I'm always going to follow Jesus, even if I do make some mistakes. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is how we worship in spirit and in truth, by following him. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Folks, if someone starts talking about the Spirit and it doesn't align with what Jesus says, okay, it's not the Spirit of truth. And folks, we're emotional. God's created us with joy and sadness. You know, we read in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything under the sun. I wish I had that now, but I don't. Does God get angry? Yes. Does God get happy? Yes. Is God pleased? Yes. Does God smell sweet-smelling aromas? Yes. Just like we did on Thanksgiving. That smells good. We are created in his image to feel things and do things and have things. But to do it in spirit and in truth, folks. In Jesus, and in reverence, and in how he has lined it out for us. However, When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. Folks, Jesus is talking, telling people, okay? Holy Spirit's going to help you out. If you think you receive something or a directive from a dream, a vision, or something that happens in your life, and it does not align with what Jesus said or what the Bible says, folks, Satan's trying to deceive you. This is the Spirit of God, His will to us. To be led by the Spirit and by truth is to listen to what God's Word says to us. But what if it doesn't say that? What if it doesn't say that? It doesn't say that I have to wear a shirt and tie and a jacket, sport coat, right, to be up here. I've got a football jersey and a pair of jeans that cost more than what this does. But I don't wear that. Why? Because it's written in God's Word not to put a stumbling block before those people in front of you. Is it a tradition of men? Yes. But because I love you, I don't show up here in a t-shirt and jeans. Now, if I wasn't the preacher, I might show up in t-shirt and jeans because it doesn't matter. Okay? And there are places where people show up in t-shirts and jeans, and that's fine. But if you start saying, well, the Spirit led me to wear t-shirt and jeans, folks, that's a personal opinion. Somebody's heart can be right with God in the Spirit and in the truth, irregardless of what they wear, how long their hair is, how short their hair is. And we have a hard time considering this, but whether they're clean or not, with our society and the hygiene and shoo, you know, little B.O. and we can't take it. We can't take it. Can you imagine? Walking, folks, I watched a Zimmerman guy, he's Weird Things to Eat. I can't even remember the show, but, you know, he goes all over in the world, you know, and he's walking up and down marketplaces, you know, old, you know. When we went to Mackinac Island to visit, they just have horses up there. You go up to Amish land in northern Indiana, and there you smell the remains of what the horse has eaten. Just driving up and down the road. Just walking in and out of the store. Folks, we got to be able to recognize the difference between the truth and not the truth, the Spirit and not the Spirit, and traditions of men. And be accepting of what God's holy word has set before us. Something that we have a hard time with, folks. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. When we think of we'll read this passage. Maybe this will help me explain this. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, Ephesians chapter 4, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which is created, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Folks, in our lives, we will be tempted, and people question what Jesus said when he said, "But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." If we get asked this week in our lives, what is truth? Jesus. If we get asked in our lives, what is spirit? It's God's holy word that directs us. What happens if we have a different understanding? What if the version that Phil reads from and the version I read from are two different versions, and he gets one understanding, I get another understanding? What does Jesus, what does the Spirit and truth want us to do? They want us to come reason together. Reason together to come to a common understanding. What does God want for us in our lives? What is the purpose that God has for our lives? Folks, we move mountains with our faith, as it is written. God wants us to be faithful. Faithful to him, to the words that he's spoken. God wants us to be faithful to each other. God wants us to be saved. Everything else, folks, is just icing on cake. As I said earlier this morning, how are you today? I'm saved. The money I got in the bank is irrelevant. What I ate for Thanksgiving is irrelevant. What I'm wearing is irrelevant. Worshiping him in spirit and in truth, being faithful, helping others learn how they may have eternal life is of most importance in our lives. Folks, we offer an invitation this morning to make things right in your heart. All the things we talked about and looked about in God's Word this morning is a heart issue. It's following Jesus, believing he is the truth, that he is the way, the life, and the truth. If you have struggled with that, you need prayers of the congregation, or you have not been baptized into Christ and repented of your sins, we offer that opportunity this morning to be able to worship him in spirit and truth. If you have a need for the invitation, we offer that now as we stand and sing the selected hymn.